Today is April 2nd, 1989, and I have the pleasure to interview a former student of Lotte Lehmann, Katsuhumi Niwa. And I'm going to ask him to tell a little bit about his studies previous to studying with Madame Lehmann, and then to discuss what he studied, what roles or what song cycles he studied with Lehmann.
Yes, I studied with Madame Lehmann, for instance, Dichterliebe and a lot of Schubert and Hugo Wolf, Brahms and Schumann, etc.
Did you do opera roles too?
No, at that time I didn't study opera except several arias, for instance, like Rodrigo in
Don Carlo,
yes,
that's or right. Pissarro?
Pissarro in Fidelio. At that time I was a baritone. Now I'm a tenor, then I didn't study so much about opera. I studied mainly leaders, and every lesson I must sing sort of small concert, like I must memorize everything, and it is so much work. About I studied 1.5 years every week. I must sing about 7 or 8 songs.
Different each week?
No, about 4 of them is different. Then we sing 8 and 4 of them we twice.
Repeat.
We repeat, yes, that's right. Then I sang in front of her lots of songs, and that built up my German repertoire, German leader.
When she was teaching you these songs, did she interrupt you a lot?
No, first she sang whole thing.
She sang to demonstrate?
No, I sang whole thing, and she sometimes demonstrate without singing, sort of reading the poetry, and especially she showed us, showed me how to use the face expression, especially eye expression and hands and etc. For especially eye expression is very important, she said. In Dichterliebe there is a many interlude in between songs, and at that place she showed me how to use her eyes looking long distance, or going up to down, or something like that kind of thing she showed me. Yeah.
Did she ever discuss with you any technical matters?
Oh, usually she said she's not so much interested in vocal technique, but she discussed me how to being as an artist. Interpretation is very important, and spiritual expression is expressed by your existence, you say, to being on the ground, you know, with especially eyes, mm-hmm. and hands and body, or that face expression, she told us. And especially she said, when I appear on the stage, from backstage on stage, and bow and sing and going back to this off stage, all the time you should be in that song's expression. For instance, if it is a sad song, you should be sort of sad star, or if it is a happy song, you come out happily, or something like that, she told her. Yeah, that's right.
From all those, that year and a half that you studied with her, I know you studied with many other teachers, such as Jenny Turrell, or Hans Heinz, and Furusawa, and so many great teachers in your life. Only 1.5 years of all those years of study with Lehmann, did a lot of Lehmann ideas stay with you, or was her impression on you rather small?
She's the most great singer whom I met in my life, and her existence is the most great expression she gave to me. Then I try to be very with reality, with reality, like she would be. I mean, not imitating, just from inside, I should be like that song, the expression, or something like that she told me, and that remains in me very much. And every my Japanese people say, if I sing, that's my song, you know, she said. Like Madame Lehmann said something, that song should be themselves, something like that. I think she didn't say, but I received like the way. Then that remained in me very strongly. Yes, and same time, she gave me a big impression. She's the greatest artist as a singer. And same time, such a great people is the same human I felt. Like, I mean, even great singer is a real living person, you know. That's a very deep impression she gave to me.
I know you've been a teacher for many years yourself, and you've had many students. Are you able to pass this expression, or the impression better, the word is better, impression, the impression that you received from Madame Lehmann, are you able to pass this on? Do you talk about her, or Jenny Turrell, or Pierre Bernac, all these great people you studied with? Yeah. Do you mention these people to your students, or do you just condense all your knowledge, or how does that work?
Yeah. I teach many students, and every time I say the same thing, that means, you know, Madame Lehmann told me, then, of course, every other people told, like Madame Turrell and Mr. Bernac and etc. and told me same thing, you know. Those teachers told me how to sing. Song is a wonderful thing to add, living people express your soul and your other song. Then Madame Lehmann remains in me, and I teach my students, and probably my students get some idea from that, because I repeatedly, every time I repeat to teach how to you should express things sincerely.
That's good. One other thing, technical, I keep coming back to the technical aspects of what you learned. Did Lehmann talk about things, oh, that's too loud for that song, or that's too slow for that song?
Yes, she said many people is very much interested in, especially opera people is interested in big voice, but big voice doesn't mean anything. Sometimes you need small voice than big voice, you know.
Rather than,
yes, that's right. But then I think that depends on that song demand what is important, soft soul voice or then of course I teach my students this part you should sing more soft or this place is more with dignity or with humor or something like that. That depends on the song.
Sure.
Then not only the technique to make your voice big, of course, it is a beginner, it is a very important thing to build your voice nicely. Be as much as big voice is necessary, but sometimes big voice means if you can sing small voice, that's contrast of the bigness. Then you must sing soft and big. Both of them should be. Then some song you need very soft voice, small voice. But some song you need rather big voice. Yeah, you must do everything and many different colors of the voice.
Did you talk about specific colors, like, oh, color this word darker because it has sinister in connotation or something?
Yes, that's
like
for
that.
Instance, in Dichter Liebe, you must sing this song strong, and this part means end of that song cycle that symbolize, you know, sadness or something. Then you must sing this part very softly, and you must give some impression, and you must feel some fear or something to end sad thing or something like that kind of, you know, psychological thing should express and audience understand that, you know, psychology. And she said something like, this is a small trick, she said, that lots of tricks makes good expression as an art.
Did she ever say to you, this song is not right for you, Katsumi?
Yeah. Yeah, she said, for instance, some flower
but that's too obvious. What about another song that isn't so obvious?
Yeah, some gold song I shouldn't sing or something like that, but not.
But not so many others.
Not so many others, but especially she's singing, you know. Yeah, sang Winterreise or Dichter Liebe and. Sex was to not so important. That's right. As a human.
Other than which sex should sing it, did she say that? Oh, this song is not right because it's too high for your voice.
Yeah, of course.
Too big a range or too small a range, or you don't. You are not mature enough for this.
Yeah,
song.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Did she say those things?
At that time, I was maybe probably too mature. Then she didn't say anything about like that way. Just, you know, this song is a lady's song, and it's not necessary to sing or something like that. But if you like to sing, you can sing. You know.
Did she assign the songs to you ahead of time? You said 8 songs. Did you choose them?
Yes, I chose them.
I see.
And, yeah. Then, especially I remember that Hugo Wolf's Anacreon's Grab that I liked, and she told me, and teach me how to sing. And still, I remember the song very clearly. And same time, another song, Weiler's
Gesang
by Weiler. Yeah. Yeah, and Dichterliebe, and Drei Sonnen from
Winterreise.
I liked that. Yeah, she taught me how to do. Yeah.
What about any French songs? Did she teach you French songs?
Yes, that's right. She's. I liked French song at that time, especially. Then I sang many Duparc songs. And she recommended me to sing Extas or what else?
Fidile,
I sang, and L'Invitation. And especially I liked that song, La Vie Antérieure, yes, which I like. Usually I sing now.
Did she have any new ideas? I know you had studied French song in Japan.
Yes.
Did she give you any new insights into French songs?
As a French song, not so much I learned from her. Especially I learned German songs, mm-hmm. But French songs I learned from my teacher, Madame Flusawa, and Madame Jenny Turrell. And Bernac, etc. And she said, I sang many French songs too, but then finally she said, you should sing a Japanese song. Then I sang some of them, and she said, oh, this is your song, then it's not necessary to learn from me, you can sing better than I do, she said, because this is in Japanese, and usually she said, she thought, many Japanese singers, not so much expression on it, then she thought maybe she can teach even Japanese song, the same thing, songs demand happy or sad or something like that. Even Japanese song or American song, German, French, Italian, and everything is expression, human field, same way. Even of course, there are difference of languages and tradition of language we have, but main theme is express. Thing is the same, even race is different. Mm. That's a wonderful thing she taught me. Mm.
Yeah. Can you give, for the archives, a little bit of your history? In other words, you graduated from Juilliard and you went back and you won a prize, and then tell about your life, what university you teach at, and all these specifics.
Yeah. I graduated from Tokyo University of Arts. That was a national university, one of the best music school in Tokyo, in Japan. And afterwards, I got Dr. Jan Popper came to Japan as an exchange professor of Full of Light. And he taught us in Tokyo University of Arts, and he brought us to UCLA. And UCLA, we did Japanese opera. He conducted, and I sang main role, Mask Maker, that Japanese opera. And that was my opera debut, sort of. And afterwards, I moved to UCLA to Juilliard, and I stayed there 3 years. And I went back to Japan, and I entered Mion contest, And I got the prize, the premier prize, you say, first prize. And since that, I got a lot of jobs, and I sang many roles in Japan. And
what opera company?
Oh, Nikikai Opera Company I sang. And many operas I sang. For instance, Don Jose in Carmen, Pinkerton in Butterfly, and Florestan in Fidelio, and Tannhäuser, main title role, and Otello title role, and Lohengrin title role, etc. And now I'm teaching at Japan University, one of the biggest university and the music department. I'm teaching students there.
Did Lehmann ever notice, I know when you studied with Lehmann, you were a baritone. Did Lehmann ever talk about the fact that you might be a tenor, which you turned out to be?
No, she didn't say that. She said, I'm a baritone. She heard I'm trying to be a tenor, and she said, oh, that's strange. But I went back to Japan because we don't have so many tenors in Japan, and rather heavy roles I sang, and quite successfully I sang. And recently I sing lots of contemporary stuff. I mean, contemporary songs made by Japanese composers. I'm very much interested in that kind of field also.
In your professional career, did you give many lieder recitals or art song recitals?
Yes, I did many. Every year I have own recital or new songs I sing, and many recital or joint recital, some people ask to sing, some certain, you know, cities ask me to sing for them. Then many concerts I sang, and of course besides operas I sang many operas and number 9 symphony about 200 times, and Mahler's Lieder von Erde, or Carmina Burana's tenor role, that is very short, and Missa Solemnis, and etc., and the War Requiem of Britain, and many things I sang, and operas. Also,
in the recitals that you sang, did you have a chance to sing any of the songs that you studied with Lehmann?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, every, especially German songs I studied, all my repertoire which I studied with Madame Lehmann, Brahms.
You were able to sing those things?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Was there some aspect of Lehmann which you didn't like, which you felt that you would listen to her, listen to what her ideas were, but you really didn't think that that was right for you or not appropriate or something like that?
No, I don't think so. I have nothing. I don't feel what... You know,
everything she said was right.
Yeah, I think so. Well, yeah.
Is it true that when you were growing up as a student in Japan, in Tokyo, that in a music book which illustrated a famous singer, that famous singer who was illustrated in your early music book when you were a child was a picture of Lotte Lehmann?
Yes, when I was primary school, music book for the, you know, students. Every student, primary school students, had a picture of Caruso, Madame Lehmann, and Helen Trobel, and whom else? Something like that. And recently, Fischer Dieskau or Hermann Pley and Suze or something like that. Then I sort of, you know, that my idea thing. Ah, Maria Andersen also. That's including, yes, in our, you know, primary book, yes.
I can imagine then, or I would just imagine, that if that's what you saw when you were a child, then when you were an adult, you were about 24, mm-hmm. 23 when you studied with Madame Lehmann, it must have been like approaching some kind of, like legend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. That's why I said she's the most greatest singer. And